Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thursday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
That's right. It's Ian's night off, so you get us. I'm in the big boy chair tonight. And, you know, in talk radio, they say come with your big gun early on, the big story you've got. And I think you've got it, Daryl. It's my borders.
Yeah, I thought you were just trying to brag again about yourself or something and being on in the big chair tonight.
That's funny.
So there's
the opportunity, you know.
There's the claim that a nation can't exist without borders, and therefore nations need to restrict who can come across the borders.
I've heard that many times, and I've historically, you know, I thought that this was kind of a specious argument. I mean, nations existed a great deal without sort of, you know, controlling who's crossing borders.
I thought that was just for those doctors.
Well,
without borders.
Yeah. Donald Trump recently made a statement, "A nation without borders is not a nation. Therefore, there must be a wall across the southern border." This claim...
What about the Lakota Nation or the Sioux Nation or...
Yet not a nation, according to Donald Trump, because they don't have borders.
They're certainly not a state in the same way.
So certainly not then the state of or the Nation of Islam.
Right.
Even though
not a state.
They're not a nation, even though they have nation right in their title of their...
Yeah, not a nation. Nationwide insurance, not a nation. the claim is simply false. This from the Washington Post. Even if we assume that a nation cannot exist without borders, itself a contestable claim because many nations have historically had unclear or contested boundaries, it does not follow that the maintenance of borders requires immigration restrictions. In reality, borders have a wide range of other functions besides regulating immigration.
Now, who's writing this? The Washington what?
The Washington Post.
Okay. So just because they're saying no, that this statement is incorrect, doesn't mean they're advocating for open borders. They're simply saying, yeah, this argument stinks.
Right. In reality, borders have a wide range of other functions. For example, they define the territory within which a government's laws are binding, and also the land area within which it may deploy its armed forces without getting permission from another government. If all immigration restrictions were abolished tomorrow, borders could readily continue to facilitate these and other purposes. A nation?
I'm not sure. So I'm thinking about this. I know the United States went to Panama and they got Noriega and they brought him back here. Does that mean that it's if the laws only apply inside the boundaries of the nation, how are they able to go to another country and get somebody and drag them back?
Because bigger military?
That's what, right? Like, you see, the United States currently carries the biggest stick.
Yes.
And since nations and states are organizations that claim a monopoly on violence in a given geographic area, the one that has the largest military would be able to claim the monopoly.
Right.
Outside of their own borders.
Yes.
And, you know, essentially be the world's government. So many people don't want the United States to be involved in a one world government when, in fact, the United States is the one world government.
A nation does not exclude peaceful migrants, or rather a nation that does not exclude peaceful migrants can still bar invading armies. The history of the United States also shows that borders and nations can exist without immigration restrictions. Until the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882, the federal government did not forbid voluntary immigration.
This is really important. This country existed for about 100 years without any kind of rules regarding immigration at all.
Yes. And in fact...
So when people get to say, my people came over here and it was legal, it wasn't legal, it just, there weren't any laws.
Yes, and the Constitution, yeah. And this is something that a lot of people, they'll say, well, the Constitution says, and then they make up a bunch of stuff that the Constitution doesn't actually say. The Constitution never gives Congress the power to regulate or forbid immigration.
No, but naturalization it does, right?
Yes, and it specifically says that there's to be a uniform process. And right now, there's not a uniform process. The article here continues.
It just depends on how you define uniform, Daryl.
The article continues. It says, instead, it, that being the Constitution, allowed the restriction of eligibility for citizenship, but did not forbid migration. Some state governments had laws excluding immigrants, but not the federal government, and migrants excluded by one state could still potentially enter through another. If we take Trump's theories and others like it seriously, the Declaration of Independence did not make the United States a nation because it did not establish any immigration restrictions. Even worse, it condemned George III for obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners and refusing to pass others to encourage their migration hither. Indeed, or rather, instead of celebrating Independence Day on July 4th, we should commemorate the enactment of the Chinese Exclusion Act.
This is important because, was that on the same day, July 4th also?
No.
Okay. So this is important is that back, you know, when this country was being formed, they wanted more people to move here. And there's, Milton Friedman made it very clear in his quote that, look, any country is happy to have immigrants coming into it as long as there isn't a welfare system. Once that person becomes a burden, who the heck wants a bunch of poor people moving here that we're going to have to pay for or who are going to be voting against our interests or whatever? Well, that's what it all comes down to is we don't have an immigration problem in this country. We've got a welfare problem.
Yes.
When somebody comes here from some other country, you know, for whatever reason, some people think it's a good idea to give them a bunch of free stuff from the government. Well, it's not free. We all have to pay for it, and that's what makes people angry. It's honestly, that's it. I mean, there's the they took our jobs argument, but
if you're losing your job to someone that doesn't know anybody in this country and barely speaks the language, then you probably deserve to lose that job. Because it's a job that was probably designed for a high school kid to have as his very first job to get some work experience so that he could then improve himself before becoming an adult.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what it does come down to those issues is that, you know, you always have to be improving your job skills. And if you're not, then somebody can come along and take them. There's no doubt about it. But, these... A lot of people are worried about what it does to the economy. What it does to the economy is every one of these people that moves here needs to eat food, is going to need to ride around in a car, they're going to need a place to live. They spend money. They spend lots of money.
Yes. The article here continues, and it continues the thought of if we take Trump's theory seriously that, you know, without immigration enforcement, then there's no border and therefore no country. That would mean that Jefferson Davis and friends would not have had to try to secede at all in 1861. Instead, they could have simply argued that the United States of America did not exist in the first place. Even today, some nations,
for those who don't know who Jefferson Davis is, he's the former president of the Confederate States of America.
Yes. Even today, some nations, such as Argentina, do not restrict immigration. Few people would argue that Argentina is not a real nation, that has no borders, or that it somehow ceased to exist when it adopted a virtual open borders policy towards immigrants in 2004. The debate over immigration policy raises a number of genuinely complex issues regarding the economic, political, and cultural effects of migration and the extent to which it is morally permissible to make immigration policy without considering the freedom and well-being of would-be immigrants themselves. There are restrictionist arguments that deserve serious consideration, such as the claim that immigrants might create a dangerous political externality that reduces the quality of public policy, but the assertion that we must restrict immigration because nations cannot exist without borders is not one of them.
Very good. What are your thoughts on this? Does the Washington Post make a good point, or is it just all a bunch of open borders pandering? 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I'm going to give my position on immigration when we get back to 855-453.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about, it's an article from the Washington Post saying that the argument that a nation isn't a nation without some kind of immigration controls is, you know, just not an accurate argument. It's an inaccurate argument, and I think it's worth pointing out because a lot of people use it. So, but before we get into this and get to the calls, I want to tell you about Liberty Stickers. So if you want to reach a lot of people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with just a bumper sticker, you know, that you love to read them. I mean, I've inched forward at stoplights just to read what the bumper stickers say. So you can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. It's libertystickers.com. It's Mark,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
Go to Nate calling in from St. George. Nate, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to talk about immigration. I hear all your points. I want to say some things that nobody seems to talk about. First off, we talk about open borders, but it's singular, open border. We want to talk about people who get off planes who have from anywhere in the world. You have to have a passport, a visa identification, and checked by the TSA. And I want to say supporting Trump on this one issue, even if I don't support any of the others, which a lot of the others could be somewhat socially insignificant compared to immigration policy. There's a lot to be said that we're only talking about one border and we're talking about one group of people that are doing immigration, or what I should say, illegal immigration. We're talking about Hispanics moving in. We're not talking about Europeans, Australians, Russians, Chinese.
Actually, you are talking about Chinese. Chinese are a very large segment of the population that's illegal.
If they're not coming in illegally.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
You're incorrect. There's a giant moat between us and them called the Pacific Ocean, and they still get over it.
Correct. So when they come in, either by boat or by plane, they have to have a passport, a visa, and be checked by TSA security. That's not the same as the
not if they sneak in on a boat.
The vast majority
they do that.
They do, and they do it all the time. Nate, you're incorrect. You're incorrect.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. People are getting here illegally.
Millions.
I'm telling you.
Millions of Chinese are here.
Hundreds of thousands of Chinese come here by boat and plane, and they do not get checked. Those are the numbers that I was able to find, when I researched this this topic.
The Center for Immigration Studies.
Why do you think we have a guard in boats? We have guards that guard against that. The easiest way to come across is through the Mexican border. We all know that. They might as well stick an international airport on the Mexican border so you can just walk over. Because
Nate,
fly into Mexico and just walk right on over, and we'll give you everything.
Nate,
works. We're talking about one border, because I know everybody else who's getting off a plane. I know this. Everyone that gets off a plane has to show a passport. They have to have a visa. They have to even sign a piece of paper saying where they're staying and a phone number. Then they go through a security check. How can we do that to people and then say we support?
You know, you're just on the same talking point. You haven't even acknowledged that there's hundreds of thousands of people from China that are here illegally. Just a second. There's another bunch of bull crap that you believe. You believe that people come here illegally, and much more so of the more than 10 million and maybe 20 million illegal people who are in this country illegally came here legally and just overstayed a visa. So don't assume.
Yeah,
The majority of them.
Yes, that. I would tell everybody around the world, come to America, even if you get a passport and visa, come to America and overstay your visit. Because we in America don't care if you overstay your visit. We don't care.
Can I give some statistics now?
I'll make a worldly statement. Come on over and overstay your visit, because we're not throwing you back out. We're not going to deport you. So we might as well do that. So basically what we're talking about here is we're curing what I would say, an immigration racism, because we're treating what Donald Trump is talking about is treating the Mexican Hispanics on the southern border the same as the Russians, the Europeans, the Australians, and everyone else around the world. Treat them the same by making them have a passport and visa. There's only two ways to go about it. Either everyone has to have an identification, and that's not...
You know that different countries have different agreements as far as visas go, right? I mean, like, you know, coming from Mexico is significantly more difficult than it is to come from... Am I talking... Look, I let you talk.
Yeah.
When it comes to a visa, it's more difficult to get a visa. Well, then go ahead. It's obvious you don't want to hear anything I have to say. You just talk while I'm talking.
What are talking about?
No, we're not talking. You're talking.
Identification. We're talking about we require an identification. The reason
who is we? I don't want any identification from these people.
Why? That means they can do a crime on you or your family and get away with it. Because there's no ID. That's what it means without an identification.
The American
Hold on. So if somebody has an ID, they're like physically not able to commit crime. People that have identification commit crimes all the time.
Of course they do. But if you got identification, you're going to get busted. If you don't have any identification,
you can still get busted.
You can do as many crimes as you want. You could do as
there are people with identifications that do a bunch of crime too.
I'll change my name every time I want. I do a crime, change my name. They're not going to deport me. They're not even going to put me in jail because they don't know who I am. It's not a lot to ask for an identification.
Absolutely. One of the difficulties. That's fine. And, you know, the reason you don't get that that information is because the United States government makes it illegal for them to immigrate. If you just said, hey, we're going to start a new program, we'll call it the blue card. And with the blue card, you can come here. You won't get any free government programs, not one. You'll have to pay your way for everything. But you can come here, you can make a living, and all you have to do is register, and you'll get your blue card, and you'll be able to work. And at that point, you'll have all the information you need.
So you are suggesting that... German, Swedish, Norway, Denmark, everyone across the border should be able to fly into America without a passport, identification, visa, or anything. They should be able to do that.
Did you hear anything I said? I said if they wanted to immigrate to this country, they should be able to apply for a new form of identification called a blue card, which would allow them to stay here and work and you know, not get any government programs. That's what I said. What's that?
Since you don't have an identification, because you didn't have...
God, I don't... This
guy's not even listening to you.
He's talking with a different talk show host. I don't even know what he's doing. I'm so frustrated. 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. It's just those darn Mexicans coming across the border. That's the only problem. You've got to make them equal. Keep them all out.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. There's no... no end to the conversations that we will get when we bring up the topic of immigration. It is a contentious topic here on Free Talk Live. And, I believe that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, but I know that a lot of people don't believe that.
Right, and those people basically are not recognizing that we don't have a free country.
Well, yeah, I mean, that much is obvious. And you wanted to read some statistics. We'll get to that real quick. I want to tell you about ProXPN. If you care about your privacy, well, on the internet, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data before it even gets to your internet service provider. ProXPN does all of it right. Does all of it right, offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. Plus, unlike the other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. Now, ProXPN has even more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. it can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. You keep on hearing about our online privacy and how it's getting infringed. Go to proxpn.com right now. Use code FTL50. Take back the privacy that is your right. Proxpn.com.
So, according to the Pew Hispanic Center, 52% of illegal immigrants were from Mexico, 26% were from other Latin American countries, 12% from Asia. So, the last caller was saying, there's no illegal immigrants coming over from Asia because they all have passports. Well, no, according to at least one study, 12% of illegal immigrants are from Asia, 5% are from Europe and Canada, 3% are from Africa and the rest of the world.
I've seen enough seedy mystery and, you know, cop movies to see that to know that they smuggle people over in shipping containers all the time.
It could be that. I don't know the answer to that, but I can tell you that between – I'm just looking at some new Pew report confirms visa overstays are driving illegal immigration. They give four countries right here off the top saying that essentially 76 to 93% of the illegal immigrants from those countries have overstayed their visas. Now, none of those countries are Mexico or China, but I'm just saying that, you know, there are a lot of people in this country that are here illegally that are here because they overstayed visas.
And
so we do have all of their information.
The three of us know someone who is here under that circumstance who's seeking political asylum, and his lawyer recommended that he overstay the visa while going through the process because that makes it easier for him to wind up staying if his petition for asylum is granted, whereas if he were to go back to where he originally came from, then it would make it a lot more difficult for him to actually get here when he is given asylum.
Got it. Let's go to Skype. You can call us on lrn.fm. That's our username on Skype. It's Hugo calling in from Mexico. Hugo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there. I just wanted to chime in a bit on the this idea the previous caller was talking about, that somehow the southern border is wide open for people to enter. It's just simply not true. I live in Mexico, and I have, a Mexican passport and a U.S. visa. And if I wanted to go up there to I'm in Mexico City, but if I wanted to go by land or fly up to near the border, Tijuana, say, for instance, I'd have to present my passport and I have to present my visa if I wanted to cross over. So otherwise, I would probably die in the river or on the desert if I wanted to just cross willy-nilly, and people do that all the time.
Yep.
That's true.
They survive, many of them.
Yeah, but it's, they do, and they get smuggled on cargo trucks all the time, too.
They're treated terribly. But, basically modern slavery.
Yeah, that's true, and they treat it like cattle on a cargo ship with no air, and there's been cases where they've died of suffocation inside those cargo trucks, and with the southern border, there's this, if you live very close to the border, there's a different visa or a different car that you use to cross over if you live in the border zone. But in any case, either if you are a border, living in a border zone, or if you're coming from anywhere else in the country, they will ask you if you're going to go inside the U.S. more than, I don't know, if it's 50 miles or 100 miles, and then you have to complete the whole process as though you were coming through on a plane. And that's the reason you got those checkpoints in San Diego and McAllen and those places there. That's the reason, that's the excuse they have for having those checkpoints, and they would totally deport you.
So what's it like crossing the border from Mexico? I mean, is it difficult? You have the visa and the passport and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, you have to go, and there's bridges over the river in different points, and you have to go through immigration, and you won't come through if you don't have a visa. People do that trip every day. There's people who work in San Diego and live in Tijuana, and the other way around. and they do the trip every day. So it's not that
commute.
Slow.
that'll add something to your commute, huh? Hugo, thanks for the call.
Yeah. Okay.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
My brother lives in San Diego, and his dentist has an office in Tijuana. And some of the people that live in San Diego that don't have medical insurance will go to his Tijuana office because he's able to charge a lower fee because there's not all of the regulations and all kinds of other whatnot that would wind up increasing the cost if they got it done in San Diego.
It's fascinating. Let's go to Colin. Colin in from California. Colin, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Mark?
All's well. What's on your mind?
What makes me laugh is when they talk about our border problem, they say, let's put troops on the border. Let's build a wall. This is insanity. It's so simple to cure if they really wanted to. They have to do is make sure anybody coming in this country, if you didn't immigrate here illegally, you cannot get employed, and definitely we shouldn't be giving them any kind of welfare and that kind of stuff on my tax, where I have to pay for it. Nobody gives me a free ride. I've lived my entire life, 56 years, and never gotten a free nothing in this country. But yet taxes for them to have. My teeth are rotting out of my head because I can't afford the dentist, because I would prefer to give my kid a college education versus take care of my teeth. But yet I'm supposed to give these illegal immigrants whatever medical care when I can't afford it for myself, actually.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of medical care they get and what kind they don't. I mean, I could not speak to it, but I can tell you that a lot of hardworking Americans are not interested in paying for any old buddy that comes to this country to get a bunch of free stuff. But Colin, out of curiosity, hold on. Let me ask you this. It is. When you force somebody to pay for something that they were not interested in paying for, it is a form of slavery. But there are other people that are getting a free ride, Colin. What do you think about that?
I don't agree with anybody getting a free ride. Nobody, even the citizens of this country. My brother's one. He sits here and gets a free ride. He pretends he's disabled. I have another guy that, they just fake it, you know, and they get a free ride. But I got news for him. It can't last. It's mathematically impossible to sustain this kind of stuff. And these people are in for a real rude awakening when the whole country comes crashing down financially because it's mathematically impossible to pay this stuff.
Colin, I've got a question for you about something you said. You said that anybody that is in this country illegally should not be allowed to get a job. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes.
So you want to use the force of government to prevent someone from hiring hire?
Listen, I've got a machine.
Hold your thought. We'll get your answer in the next segment.
855-450-3733. It's always immigration that gets them lit up. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay.
okay. Open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can call us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. You'll have to send a request if you've never done it before, but it should take me about 5 minutes to approve that, and you'll be good to go. So it's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM on Skype. We were just talking to Colin, who looks like he's holding on here. That's a good thing. And, Daryl, you had a question for Colin. Let me you repeat that. And
yeah,
then,
so then Colin was making a point about immigrants, and if someone comes into the United States and they don't go through all of the proper channels that can be very costly and very time-consuming, that no one that has a business in the United States of America should be allowed to hire that person. And I'm simply asking if that is what Colin actually stands for, that he believes that there should be some government entity that uses force to prevent someone from hiring the person that they wish to hire. Colin?
Well, when it gets to the extremism that it is now, if we don't do something like that, what do you think the future is going to entail? The future will entail our nation being bankrupted. Don't you see that?
What's the bankruptcy aspect? What's going to
okay, well,
bankrupt
because they're coming here and, okay, now, you, okay, I say if I can't go to Mexico unless I can prove I have money and an income before they let me immigrate there. Do you understand that?
Yeah, usually they have some kind of... But I don't really care what the other country's rules are. They
don't
claim to be land of the free and home of the brave.
Okay. Okay, but they do have enough sense to protect their own future, where apparently we don't in this country.
Well, what is bad? But Colin, here, let me ask you this question. What is going to jeopardize the future of this country by letting people come here and work and build a better life for themselves?
Okay, right. Like I was starting to tell you before the break, I have a machine shop, and I've worked with Mexicans all my life, and I like them. I have good friends that are Mexican. But now, and my wife used to think the way you guys do, oh, we got to let them come here. And okay, but now she sees it's driving us out of business. We can't maintain a business. I've had to move and downsize, and I'm hanging on by my fingernails now because I can't compete with this low wages and pay my mortgage. And like I said, I can't even afford medical insurance because of this.
So there's a couple of different ways that businesses get sort of out-competed, and it's not always immigration. Sometimes it's, young people, for instance.
Technology. Innovation.
I run circles around most people when it comes to
that. I'm not saying that you're bad at your job. I'm just pointing out that there's some things that change in the marketplace. And so, for instance, you're not proposing that people have a limit on the amount of children that they're allowed to have. I mean, somebody could have a whole bunch of children, and they can...
No, I'm not claiming you are. I didn't even make a hand at that. You're putting words in my mouth.
I'm not putting words in your mouth. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying that you're not saying that. So I would also say you don't want to limit technology. So, like, the blacksmiths went out of business. Being a welder, blacksmith is about the closest thing historically to that position. Blacksmiths went out of business when cars came along because they weren't making horseshoes anymore.
We're talking people. We're talking people crossing the border that are going to undercut the – see, it's just like we can't let China import goods here without putting a tariff on them because they'll drive our industry bankrupt. It's real simple.
Well, that's what that is. It's economic protectionism. It's controlling labor crossing borders. Uh-huh. In the case of China, it's controlling things that cross borders.
That's what made us the strongest nation on earth when we used to do that. And instead of taxing our own citizens, we taxed the goods coming in, leveled the playing field, and that's what paid for our government instead of robbing our own citizens.
I don't know that you're correct on that statement. So let me rebut that and tell you that I think that what made the United States the strongest country in, like, the 50s, if that's what you're referring to, is the fact that...
Well, way before the 50s.
When are you talking about?
In the 30s and on, yeah.
The 30s was a depression, and it wasn't a strong country at all at that point. People are going around begging for food.
Yeah, because we had the Federal Reserve in 1913, yeah, and then... 18 years later, 16 years later, look, we had the Great Recession because of the crooked monetary system we have. But anyway, this is old school elementary stuff. Yep. Anyway, we can't...
I do appreciate the call, Colin.
Hey,
thank you.
Okay, why don't we just duplicate their immigration policies? Mexico's...
I don't want a stinking banana republic. That's why, Colin.
Well, that's what you're going to allow it by saying, hey, they come one and come all. And no.
What evidence do you have? There is no evidence to support that.
That did not happen before 1882 when the very first federal immigration law came into effect. In 1882, there was not, like this third world existing in the United States when anybody could show up that wanted to.
Yeah, that occurred during the midst of the Gilded Age when, the workers compensation doubled in a period of time much more quickly than it ever had historically in any other country on earth. United States experienced that during sort of laissez-faire, when hands were off. I don't think we need a new government bureaucracy to make sure that small businesses can fill out a whole bunch of paperwork to make sure that the people that they have working for them are, from the right plot of land.
Jumped through the correct hoops and hurdles and were born in the right place.
Yeah. As a small business person, please... Please do not put some new government regulation on me so that I have to, fill out pieces of paper for every person I come in contact with and want to do business with. I'm just not interested in playing cop for no money for you people.
Mark,
not land of the free, home of the brave.
The next time you ask me to pig sit for you, I'm not showing you government documents.
There you go. Let's go to Ron calling in from North Carolina. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. First I want to say that I consider myself a libertarian. Social, liberal, fiscal conservative, top stuff, all that kind of stuff. I mean,
I've heard of him.
Yeah. Anyways, but when it comes to this open border discussion, and we've discussed it before when you were, talking about libertarians in general and open borders, I think that we have to have some kind of control over our borders. I mean,
okay. Some kind of control. I'm willing to talk about that. As long as,
all right, Well, all you got to do is look at some of the news clips from the people over in Europe. The borders are being flooded. They've got camps set up, tent camps, all that stuff.
They do, and let me address that. That's because that's really important, Ron. Over in Europe, if you touch that soil, you're going to get all kinds of benefits. I mean, you get a bunch of stuff for free.
I understand that, and that's essentially the way it is here. And even if you did cut back on the welfare system, just the fact that you're here, you're going to get medical attention. You're going to have indigent care that's going to run up the bills for the hospitals, which are already, going bankrupt. You're also going to tax the school system.
If I'm not clear, I don't believe somebody who comes here should cost the taxpayers one penny, and that includes hospitals not having to treat them. I think that those are the sort of things that churches should be doing. I think that the Catholic Church and other religious organizations will step up and begin providing education for these students, and I think that they'll provide medical care of some sort of rudimentary level. I don't think that there's any obligation for anybody here to pay for somebody who wants to build a better life for themselves and come here. I don't think there's any obligation for us to pay for one thing for them.
I agree with you completely on that, but that ain't never going to happen. You're always going to have people that are
neither is a border fence, but people love to talk about it.
The people that want to build the fence, they only want to build one fence. They want to build one on the smaller border down south. They don't want to build one along the, 4,000-mile, 5,000-mile border with Canada?
Yeah, 5% of the illegal immigrants are Canadian. What are we going to do about them?
5% as opposed to the 90% that are, or 80-something percent that you quoted earlier that are coming from Latin America.
Mexico, I think it was
52% from Mexico, 26% from other Latin American countries.
So, getting close to 80. Yeah,
all right.
And if you say them Central Americans, then it's about 80%. Yeah,
right. Go ahead.
To consider too is that you were talking about high school kids that are getting their first jobs and whatnot. I mean, there is a lot of high school kids that would love to get jobs, you know, working in landscaping or working in painting or getting their toe into the construction industry. And the fact is that it's next to impossible. Now, maybe different up in New Hampshire, but down here in North Carolina, you drive by any Walmart or Home Depot or Lowe's, and there's day workers that are just lined up waiting to get their, a few hours worth of work. There's not a chance in hell that a high school graduate or a high school dropout that's trying to get a start in a trade is going to be able to get that. You know, starting a landscaping business, next to impossible because you're being undercut by a lot of
people. Well, I wouldn't expect that a high school student's going to start a business, but the way to compete against other people is through pricing. And the problem is that we make people who are here illegally, we allow them to work outside of the system so they can price themselves below minimum wage. High schoolers can't. And
all right, so it almost sounds like that you are in favor of businesses being forced to hire non-illegals. If they're willing to work for less than the minimum wage, then free enterprise.
I'm against the minimum wage, Ron. Thanks for the call.
Anyway,
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst.
You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.